Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. On the second Sunday of Great Lent, the Orthodox Church honors the great Byzantine saint and theologian Gregory Palamas, Archbishop of Thessalonica, who lived in the 14th century. What is it about St. Gregory's teaching that has given him such a place of prominence in the Church? According to St. Gregory, God in his essence is unknowable and unfathomable to the human mind. But in his mercy, God reveals himself to mankind through his divine energies. And when he does so, he is perceived as uncreated light, the same light that the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, witnessed in Jesus' transfiguration on Mount Tabor. Some rationalistic-minded teachers of the time claimed that this light was material, created, like some sort of physical or atmospheric phenomenon. No, said St. Gregory. The light by which God appears is mystical and uncreated, a direct revelation of his deity to the human spirit. It is the most intimate communion with God himself, made possible by divine grace and love. This teaching resonated with the true experience of the Church Fathers who had come before Gregory, and it is to this same intimate communion with the uncreated light that each and every one of us is called, both in this life and in the life to come. Our program today focuses on the theme of God as light, as expressed in one of the most ancient Christian hymns, the Fos Ilaron, or Svete Tihi, variously rendered in English as gladsome light, joyous light, or radiant light. The text speaks about Jesus Christ, the light of the heavenly, holy, blessed Father. We will hear how a number of composers, both known and unknown, have given this profound text a variety of beautiful musical settings. The first comes from 17th century Russia, an anonymous chant sung in three parts. The performers are the Russian Patriarchate Choir under the direction of Anatoly Grindenko. The text reads, "Gladsome light of the holy glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, and blessed, O Jesus Christ. Now that we have come to the setting of the sun and behold the light of evening, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For worthy are you at all times to be hymned with reverent voices, O Son of God, you are the giver of life. Therefore all the world glorifies you." Next, we hear a modern-day English adaptation of a Greek setting of this same hymn, performed by the trio Ikona. Some of the most magnificent settings of this hymn were made by Russian composers of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, a group of musicians whose activities centered around the Moscow Synodal Church School of Singing and its superb synodal choir. We will hear five of these works now, each one more splendid than the preceding. We begin with the father of the Moscow Synodal Compositional School, Alexander Kastalsky, who lived from 1856 to 1926, in a performance by the Gloriae Dei Cantoris, directed by Elizabeth Patterson. Now, a setting of Gladsome Light by Alexander Nikolsky, whose dates are 1874 to 1943. The Russian Chamber Choir of the Komi Republic in Russia is under the direction of Vladimir Kantarev. Next, a composition by the almost unknown Russian composer Viktor Kalinnikov, who lived from 1870 to 1927, brother of the more famous symphony composer Vasily Kalinnikov. The performers are yet another choral group in the Western world that has been smitten recently by the beauty of Russian sacred choral music, the Holst Singers of England, directed by Stephen Layton. An even more grand setting we hear now is by Alexander Gricheninov, who lived a long life from 1864 to 1956, beginning in Russia, emigrating to France, and then to the United States, where he lived from the 1930s until his death. This performance is by the Ural Choir of Russia, under the direction of Vladislav Novik.
Thank you.
In recent years, performances of Sergei Rachmaninoff's monumental all-night vigil, or Vespers, have become increasingly more frequent. We conclude our program today with Rachmaninoff's homage to the uncreated, gladsome light. Taking a simple chant melody, Rachmaninoff surrounds it with a shimmering texture of voices that perhaps comes as close as human sounds can to the expressing that divine energy and grace of God, which cannot be put into words, but only experienced directly in one's heart. We hear the Robert Shaw Festival Singers, directed by Maestro Robert Shaw. The tenor soloist is Carl Dent. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. Ask for program number 5. This is Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.